What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I respect that. We don't agree. Listen to both sides.
This,
let's get it on,
is the Mark Cox Morning Show.
And then it advanced the Children's Health Insurance Program by President Bill Clinton.
You
Further
are listening,
in such an extraordinary
you are listening
way,
live right now to Congressman Hakeem Jeffries, who has been going on for 3 hours to try and delay a final vote on the big, beautiful bill. I'm Kim St. Ange, filling in for Mark, alongside Scott Jagow, Ethan Bright, Sue Thomas. We've been watching this play out since we came on the air at 5 o'clock this morning, because what happened overnight while you were sleeping, at about 2:30 our time, the House did what they basically consider a test vote. It's more or less a procedural vote, kind of like what the Senate did this past weekend. And it allows for debate to continue to proceed on this and then lead up to the final vote. So that test vote passed 219 to 213. One Republican voted with the Democrats, voted no on this, and that was Brian Fitzpatrick from Pennsylvania. A number of conservatives, though, of these Republicans were very wishy-washy and had concerns about different changes that were made in the Senate. But they have gone forward and said, OK, we're going to vote on the bill as it is right now, because no bill is perfect. But there's enough good in this bill that we need to continue with this. Now, we had heard that a final vote could be coming this morning. But as I played for you with Hakeem Jeffries now talking for 3+ hours, it sounds like the Democrats are going to do anything they possibly can to put off a vote as long as possible.
Yeah, I would think that's probably what's going to happen. Well, it seems like Hakeem Jeffries needs a glass of water. I mean, he
he needs to sit down is what he needs to do.
He seems parched. He's been talking for 3 hours without stopping.
My gosh. And what happens after he's done? Does AOC get to go up there and start blabbing on? She was already blabbing on about this.
We don't have to listen to that, do we?
Oh, my gosh. So Thomas Massie, we've been talking a lot about him because he had some concerns about this. He was initially a yes vote. Then he was a no. Then he flipped back to yes. Again, it sounds like it was a pretty contentious debate overnight, trying to figure out if there were enough Republicans who would support this. Mike Johnson, who, of course, is the Speaker of the House, he had indicated that they did have the votes, but if they had the votes, they would be voting on it right now. I don't know procedurally how this works, and maybe Jim Talent, who we're going to be talking to about 7:20, we'll be chatting with him, and maybe he can shed some light on this for us. Procedurally, I don't know if they can force Hakeem Jeffries to just stop talking if they think they have the votes. Do they all get a certain amount of time? That is stuff that's I don't fully understand. But my thought would be if they have the votes, they'd be doing a final vote on this. But I am feeling optimistic, Scott. I do think that they are going to vote on this, and I do think that they're going to pass it. And that test vote was big because, yes, it allows them to open up the official, like, formal debate on it, but it's also a really good indicator of where people are. And it sounds like some of the Republicans were on the phone with Donald Trump at 1 a.m. Eastern time trying to figure out, hey, what's it going to take in order for you to vote yes on this? So it sounds like some additional executive orders were guaranteed, saying, hey, I'll do this if you flip to yes. Hey, this is kind of what I'll do. I know Congressman Eric Burleson had some concerns about this, but obviously he was among the Republicans who voted yes. Very, very interesting to see all of this play out. People are cheering for Hakeem Jeffries. Let's see. Can you put me back up here for a second, Ethan? Let's see what he's saying.
If you're on Medicare, you'll never have to pay more than $2,000 a year. No matter how many prescriptions you have, whether it's for cancer or any other disease, no more than $2,000 a year. I don't care who in this town is trying to take credit for something accomplished by others. President Joseph Robinette Biden did that.
Okay. Enough of that, Hakeem Jeffries. I'm done listening to you.
I warned you. Don't go back to it.
You know what? I think that we need to play AOC. I think the people need to hear what AOC was saying about this bill overnight. Clip one.
I'm going to go get some
bill,
coffee.
On this point.
Good time for a bathroom break.
As one of the only people in this body who has lived off of tips, I want to tell you a little bit about the scam of that text, a little bit of the fine print there. The cap on that is $25,000. While you're jacking up taxes on people who make less than $50,000 across the United States, while taking away their SNAP, while taking away their Medicaid, while kicking them off of the ACA and their health care extensions. So if you're at home and you're living off tips, you do the math.
You tell them, AOC, you go, girl. Yeah.
First of all, where does she get off saying she knows that every single person in the House
has never
worked
tips.
On tips.
She's
Give
one
me
of those.
A break.
She's like, I had to walk uphill both ways, and I had to fight terrible weather. She loves to play the victim card. It's so frustrating with her, and I'm so tired of this Medicaid argument because to me, it's just telling you that if you're able bodied, you have to work or at least look for a job. That's not unreasonable. I don't know many people. I think most people who have who are reasonable, which I'd like to think is most of us, can get behind that you should, if you're getting some government assistance, you should at least be looking for a job. Okay, it's not that hard. I have a lot of feelings about this whole thing. We're going to be closely watching this to see if they can get to a final vote while we're still on the air. Right now, let's get to our shortlist.
The Mark Cox shortlist.
This bill's not perfect, but we cannot allow perfection to stand in place of a great bill.
Exactly. Thank you, Congressman Jason Smith. I couldn't agree more. I don't think any of us love every single component in the big, beautiful bill. I get it. No bill is perfect. But why are you going to shut down this bill and vote no when there's a lot of good? Let the other stuff get sorted out later. Trump can take care of that with some of the executive orders and things. Let's get this bill passed.
The policies that he's outlined are not policies that are good for New York. And I worry deeply, having spent most of my life in New York, about a city that I call home.
You know what's a problem when even the former Obama Treasury Secretary, Jack Lew, is concerned about Zohran Mamdani, who very well could become the next mayor of New York City?
There are multiple New York State, some are New York State motor vehicle examiners, who brazenly betrayed their oaths of office by accepting cash in exchange for falsifying the results of countless road examinations.
This is a crazy story. That right there, the Staten Island district attorney announcing the arrest of several DMV employees who were apparently giving driver's license in some cases to illegals, even if they didn't know how to drive.
I think there are some people who always saw Diddy as a little bit of a impersonator, you know. I hate to say this, but in America, you can just ask Bill Clinton, If you say sorry enough, eventually enough people forgive you.
I mean, he's not wrong, all right? I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Mark loves to play that little clip. He has that just pulled up. I'm a little surprised by this verdict. And I'll be the first to admit that I'm not one to follow pop culture. I don't really care about Diddy. I think he's kind of scummy, to be honest. I don't like his music. But I think that this could have bigger implications moving forward. Here's what happened if you're not up on this whole thing. So yesterday, the jury decided to basically acquit him on the top charges, and they convicted him of lesser sex crimes. This was a 2-month federal trial that went on, and he was found guilty of 2 counts of transportation to engage in prostitution, but acquitted him on the most serious charge of racketeering, which, by the way, would have carried a life sentence. They also acquitted him of both sex trafficking counts. People who were in that courtroom said that he basically fell to his knees and started praying after this verdict was read out.
Yeah. And O.J. Simpson thanked the jury, too, with his look.
If the glove don't fit, you must acquit.
Come on,
man. Gosh, I didn't think it would play out this way. Sentencing is in October. Now, the good thing is he had tried to get out on bail until the sentencing. And thankfully, the judge did say, nope, you're going to remain in prison, which, by the way, he's been there since September 16th of last year when he was arrested. But something that we were talking about is, well, first of all, you know, someone with that level of fame and power, what does this mean for other people? Because it's hard, because I do think people have gotten off because of their power. But I also think that there are plenty of people who have made these allegations against people who have a lot of money, and they're false claims, and they're just hoping to get something out of people. So it's just problematic, because it's kind of tainted the whole Me Too movement, as they call it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So it'll be interesting to see. He faces 20 years in prison. I highly doubt he serves more than a year. He'll probably get credit for time served. This guy is going to be out probably by Christmas of next year. I'll just call it right that. Okay. All right. After the break here in just a few minutes, we're talking with Jim Talent. Like I said, I want his insight on the Big Beautiful Bill, like procedurally with Hakeem Jeffries just going on and on and on for 3 hours. Can they just get him to shut up and sit down at some point? I'm going to ask him that question when we come back.
Catch anything you missed today by getting the show podcast at 971talk.com.
Boy, I'll tell you what, I am very glad to have former U.S. Senator Jim Talent joining us right now, because I have a lot of questions about what's going on right now on the House floor, Jim, and that is that Hakeem Jeffries has been going on and on and on for about 3 hours trying to delay a final vote on the Big Beautiful Bill. Can that happen? I mean, is there any opportunity basically just to tell him, hey, be quiet and sit down, we need to vote on this?
They could do it, but there's a strong tradition that the party leaders get to speak at the end of a debate and without a limit. Now, this is the first time, and Kim, I have to say, I went to bed last night, got up this morning, have been trying to figure out what's going on. So you're a little bit ahead of me in terms of actual events, but that's probably it. In other words, at the end of a debate on a big bill, the party leaders will often come down and sort of give a summation. And generally, there's not a time limit on that. It's generally not provided in the rule on the bill. It's just something we permit. So he's shuffling papers and going on and on. And frankly, he's performing for his own people. I mean, their base is very upset that they have not been able to stop President Trump's agenda. And so they're all trying to show they're doing everything possible. And, you know, to be fair, that's a basic political instinct. It's not peculiar to either party.
So this could just go on and on. And I know you were on the Senate side of things, but as it relates to the House, I mean, for example, let's say Jeffries goes on for another 2 hours. Could AOC get up there and go for 3 hours and this thing
no,
gets...
No,
no. Okay.
I'm sorry. It's only the party leader
Got
who
it.
Can do
they,
it. There's
okay.
no filibusters allowed in okay. the House. And these are in the Senate. This is under, it's a separate procedure. That's the reason why they're putting this on the bill called reconciliation, which is, you know, a word we all now know, unfortunately. It's an arcane process. But the whole point of it is to avoid a filibuster in the Senate. So eventually they'll shut it out. I can imagine that Jeffries is not earning the goodwill of most of his colleagues on either side of the aisle, because they're having to wait. And they want to vote and go home.
Right. Yeah. Ahead of the holiday. What's your reaction to what happened on the Senate side of things with this?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This Voterama and all these amendments that were made.
That's, again, dictated by the reconciliation process. In other words, you can offer these amendments, but you can't debate them endlessly. So you get the Voterama, and you're just running down, you know, every half an hour or so and voting on something. I feel a little sheepish about it because I basically enjoyed my time in the Congress, and I like the institution. That's a terrible admission to make, which I wouldn't make if I was running for office because it would cost me votes. And I think the institution needs to be made stronger. But, the old phrase about laws and sausages, if you like either, don't look too closely in how they're being made.
Right.
So
you don't want to know.
No, I expect the bill to pass. I mean, I have a rule to follow, which, like all rules, has some exceptions, but it's generally true. If you're carrying something on a party line vote and people have not declared beforehand that they're voting against it, the people of the majority party, they're probably voting for it. So if you don't have a number declaring beforehand they're voting no, the thing that would defeat it, it's probably going to pass. So I've been predicting for several days that this is going to pass.
Well, I know the test vote that they did around 2:30 this morning, our time, that vote was 219 to 213. So like you said, yeah. It sounds like they do have the votes. Although I did hear that Trump was talking to some of the conservatives around 1 o'clock Eastern time, trying to basically guarantee, you know, like, hey, I'll issue this executive order if you vote in favor of this bill. I would assume that happens quite often.
Well, it depends on the president, actually. Some of them really don't like dealing with their Congress. Obama didn't. Bush could do it. I don't think he was all that great at it. My guess is Trump is enjoying every moment of this because this is kind of deal making he really likes, you know, and his energy seems to be endless.
I know.
I have to tell you, I'm 10 years younger than he is, and I'd have gone to bed.
Guy's up at like all hours of the night, wheeling and dealing. Like you said, when does he sleep?
Yeah, exactly right. But I think they're going to get it. I think it's a good bill. I would vote for it in a heartbeat. I think it has a lot of good provisions, a lot of which people don't really know about. And I'll tell you one, for example, they're rebuilding the Coast Guard, which is definitely needed. I think the bill, now, it's early. I believe it's 20 icebreakers that they want to build with this. Of course, we have to have the industrial base to do it. A bunch of helicopters, cutters for the Coast Guard. And we need this for border control and for border security. I mean, we just saw what the Ukrainians and the Israelis did with drones, right? So, you know, you're remote controlled from a long distance. So there's a whole lot of really good things in the bill. And I do expect it to pass.
So we only have about a minute or so left, just a little bit over that. But I wanted to get your take on what the Pentagon came out and said yesterday, was that they were withholding, at least temporarily, some weapons, not all, but some weapons shipments over to Ukraine because they were saying our stockpile was low. And I've heard some people, of course, saying, well, this is America first. We got to protect ourselves. And then, of course, other people are saying, how dare you do that? What's your take on that?
Well, there's something to be said on both sides of this. I mean, there is a problem with the stockpile, but it's really not Ukraine. We should be able, look, we're the greatest economy in the world, the most productive people in the world. We should be able to supply the Ukrainians without affecting the stockpile. The problem is that our munitions production industrial base has declined. Now, the plus side of supporting the Ukrainians is that it's created a consistent demand for these products, which is expanding the industrial base. So the short term, yeah, you get reductions in the stockpile. Longer term, we have much greater surge capability than we would before. So, you know, like I'm giving Trump a lot of running room on this and the Pentagon a lot of running room. If they think we need to slow down in the short term, then, I'm going to go with their judgment. But longer term, this is a good thing for the defense industrial base.
I would agree. Former U.S. Senator Jim Talent, thanks as always for your time, your insight, and I hope you have a very happy 4th of July.
And the same to you.
Thanks so much. I agree with him. I think we have to ultimately trust Trump. I think he knows what he's doing. After the break, Danielle Alvarez, RNC senior advisor, what does she think about this big, beautiful bill?
Follow the show on Facebook. Facebook.com/The Mark Cox Show.
We could take another week to get this thing right. The Senate bill moved way far away from the House bill, added about $750 billion to an already large federal deficit and debt. You know, it did things like it stripped away the blocking funding for transgender surgery for minors. It stripped away, effectively stopping illegal aliens from getting Medicaid. It scaled back the Green New Scam provisions from the House bill. We should take the time to get this right. I think there are enough people who say, you know, the House took a position, the Senate took a position. Now it's time to get somewhere between those two positions and send something to the president's desk.
Republican Congressman Andy Harris there expressing concern about the changes that the Senate made as part of that Votorama with all those amendments and what that means for the House as they look to pass the bill here, which could happen in a matter of hours. Now, obviously, that was before this test vote was taken at about 2:30 this morning, where he obviously did decide to vote in favor of it moving forward. We only had one Republican, and that was Brian Fitzpatrick from Pennsylvania, who voted against it. But of course, the question is, with the final vote still ahead, what does that mean? Some of these conservatives who have had concerns about these changes that were made to the bill, will there be enough wheeling and dealing in these final hours for them to be able to pass it and pass it in time for it to be on Donald Trump's desk by tomorrow? Joining us now is Danielle Alvarez, RNC senior advisor. Danielle, welcome to the show.
Great to be on with you.
Tell me what your reaction is. I'm sure you've been watching this all play out. Hakeem Jeffries has been talking for, well, I believe more than 3 hours now trying to delay a vote.
Oh my gosh, what a headache to have to hear Hakeem Jeffries talk for 3 hours. Listen, I'm going to be really candid with you. I am the eternal optimist. You know, I've always been very hopeful that we could get this done by the president's deadline, mostly because I know the president. I campaigned with him. I worked for him during this last election cycle. I know what a great negotiator he is. I know how good he is at having everyone come to the table and being able to strike a deal. But I am holding my breath. I am hopeful that we can get this done. And I'm really excited about the fact that we have Republican members of Congress, both in the House and Senate, that fought for every inch of this bill to make it better. I know that there are folks that are saying, oh, I wish it had this, I wish it had that. Certainly that's the case. But we have a really good bill that delivers on the president's core campaign promises, extending the Trump tax cuts, securing the border. I mean, it is a good bill. Maybe it's not perfect. Maybe some folks say we could do more, but I'm holding my breath. We shouldn't, as Republicans, let perfect be the enemy of the good. We can pass another bill in the future. Let's get this done for the president and for the American people.
I agree. You know, there was a lot of criticism about Senator Lisa Murkowski from Alaska and some of the, well, I say demands, but demands that she had basically made because she was so reluctant to vote yes on this. And obviously enough was done and promised for Alaska that she went ahead and voted for it. Now, I understand the criticism of her, but I guess my thought would be, well, at least she was willing to make some sort of an exception. At least she was willing to make some sort of a deal. I mean, you think about a Tom Tillis and a Rand Paul who I guess were saying, well, there's absolutely nothing you can do to change my mind. And I'm hoping that some of the Congress members, you know, on the House side, of course, can do the same thing, basically.
You know, I'm so glad you bring that up because that's exactly what happened. There were only so many votes that could be lost on the Senate side. And unfortunately, Senator Tom Tillis dug his heels in. Listen, the political reality is that now that Tom Tillis has said he's not seeking re-election, we'll have a much easier time recruiting a candidate and actually holding that seat. You know, because oppose is something that Democrats do. It's not something that Republicans should do. I always say, being a member of the RNC, that good governance is how we are going to hold majorities these midterms. Good governance is the mandate that the American people gave us. And so I'm always grateful for folks. Gosh, I've been shouting out Ron Johnson, Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin, who went out, fought as hard as he could, and then said, great, I got everything out of it that I could, and I'm happy, and I'm going to vote for this good bill. I'm hoping that's what happens in the House. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping that the House comes together and says, this is a good bill for the country. We cannot vote to increase taxes. We have to secure the border. By the way, how incredible. We saw Tom Homan's Truth and X post yesterday where he said that DHS only had 6,000 apprehensions at the border and zero illegal immigrants were allowed into the interior of our country. I mean, what a win that is. That's what the American people voted for. Now let's go ahead and pass this bill and make border security permanent for our nation.
Right. I could not agree more. I think that is one of the biggest reasons why people elected Donald Trump. People who had never voted Republican before had enough of a concern about all these people, the millions of people who have been pouring across our border while Biden was in office. Going back to your comment about Tom Tillis, there have been a number of names who have been thrown out as far as who could replace him. Laura Trump, although Trump himself, Donald Trump, addressed that and he said she'd be great. You know, she's from North Carolina, but she lives in Florida. She's got a lot going on now. But Michael Whatley, RNC chair, was one of the names I saw thrown out. Have you heard anything about that or anyone you would like to see in that position?
You know, there's a lot of rumors about what could happen in North Carolina. What I'm certain of is that the White House, and by the way, anybody who has a hand in this, is focused on the passage of the big, beautiful bill. I always remind people that, you know, we have to be mindful of the process for North Carolina, right? Because I have heard reporting that says, oh, so-and-so's throwing their hat in the ring and such is throwing their hat in the ring. Everyone right now, process-wise, is focused on the big, beautiful bill. And then it will really be a conversation with the president and his administration about how we maintain that critical seat. I mean, that's going to be one of the most important Senate seats that we have to hold. So we've got to make sure to recruit someone who can raise a lot of money, who can touch all corners of North Carolina, who can, you know, go out there and campaign. Listen, Laura Trump would be incredible. She was the co-chair of the RNC, so mm-hmm. I happen to know her fundraising ability. We know, obviously, she's got a great brand. But the reality is, I'm not sure if she will be interested in running or not. we've got a deep bench in the Republican Party. That's the good thing. We've been making the right investments to build a deep bench in the Republican Party. Once we get past the big, beautiful bill, I'm certain the president will engage and find a great candidate for that North Carolina Senate seat. But it will be up to the president.
You know, Elon Musk, he's so brilliant, but I've been so disappointed in some of the things he's been putting on X and the way he's been slamming the big, beautiful bill. He was even threatening some of these Congress members, saying, if you vote in favor of it, then I'll do everything I can, spend millions and millions of dollars of his personal money to make sure that you're not reelected. If you're up for re-election. And he even talked about, I guess, starting his own party, the America Party. And he was tweeting about this morning because there was supposedly some Qantas Insights poll that said that the question was, would you support a political party launched by Elon Musk? And the results were 40% said they would likely support it. 38% said that they would not support it. And 22% said unsure.
Yeah, you know, it really is such a shame what's going on. The reality is, in President Trump's orbit, everyone gets an opinion. He is someone who likes to hear from those around him, whether, you know, it's friends, members of Congress, staff. I mean, he is someone who loves to hear all perspectives. It's why I always laugh when people say, you can't get that done. That's not typically Republican or typically this or typically that. And he's like, hold on and watch me, because he just does the thing that's common sense, and right. He surrounds himself with such brilliant people. But that's just it. You know, unfortunately, Elon Musk had an opinion. His opinion didn't win. And I hate to say it this way, it sounds a bit sour grapes to me. The reality, again, about this bill is, if you vote against it, you're voting to increase taxes on the American people. I mean, that's quite simple. You have the entire Democrat Party that has voted to raise taxes on the American people. The other thing I'll say about this administration, because I was talking to a friend who's a member of Congress this morning, we were catching up, and he was just saying that, you know, this administration likes to get things done. Congress is accustomed to not getting anything done. They sit there, they ping pong bills back and forth, and nothing ultimately gets done for the American people. Well, that's not President Trump. President Trump is 100 miles an hour. President Trump expects you to keep pace with him. And that's why, again, holding my breath, but really hopeful we get this bill done to celebrate the 4th of July.
Danielle Alvarez, RNC senior advisor, is our guest right now. You know, Trump is about to, I believe, board Air Force One, at least later on today, and he'll be flying to Des Moines, Iowa. He's going to the Iowa State Fairgrounds to kick off. They're calling it America 250, but it's like a year-long celebration leading up to next year, but celebrating the 4th of July this year for the 249th birthday. I mean, like you said, the guy goes 100 miles per hour. He was over in Florida touring alligator Alcatraz when the Senate passed the big, beautiful bill. And he learned about its passage by someone who was sitting there on, you know, they were all at a table and they're like, hey, did you hear the Senate passed the big, beautiful bill? I don't know when the guy sleeps. He just is nonstop. And I truly believe, kind of like you said, Danielle, he's a guy who truly wants the best for our country. And he's proven that with all that he's been able to accomplish in the last, I forget, it's only been 5 months, but about 5 months or so.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? It feels like the longest and quickest 5 months ever.
Yeah.
I mean, the reality is that President Trump is not someone who needs this, but he wants to do it because he wants to put America and our people first. I mean, I know what he went through having served on his campaign over the last, my gosh, since 2015 when he first came down that golden escalator. But he's someone who has such love of country. If you look at the Army celebration, the parades that happened in Washington, D.C., if you look at now his travel to Iowa to celebrate our nation, again, I'm really excited for the year ahead. I'm really excited about the revitalization. I mean, this patriotism that everyone feels. And you know the other thing I get really excited about? I was talking to a colleague of mine who works in the White House. It's okay to pray in public again. It's cool to pray in public again. And that just really excites me for the direction that our country is headed in. And it's really driven by the American people, and the president happens to be the person that's leading the charge with the mandate provided by, gosh, nearly 80 million Americans who voted for him. It gets me so excited for our future, so excited for what's happening in our country.
I couldn't agree more. It's easy to take those things for granted until they're taken away from you, like it was during the Biden administration in some cases, and you realize how important it is to continue fighting. And Donald Trump is our fighter, just like when he stood after he was shot and he stood up and pumped his fist. I mean, that's the kind of person we need right now leading our country. So Danielle Alvarez, again, RNC senior advisor, appreciate your insight this morning. And I agree. Let's get this bill passed.
Thanks so much for having me.
Happy 4th. All right. Yeah, we'll be watching to see if this happens. I thought it would actually happen while we were on the air. We're obviously here on the Mark Cox Morning Show on until 9. Not looking so great for that, considering Hakeem Jeffries won't zip it. How long can he go? Doesn't he have to take a bathroom break at some point? If he takes a bathroom break, does that mean, though, that if you have to go to the bathroom or something, or he's tired of standing up, that it's over? Is it like the filibusters? You can't even do anything. I just think of the scene from like Parks and Recreation where Leslie is like on roller skates and she has to go to the bathroom and she's like, you know, crossing her legs and doing everything she can. And finally she's like, I'm out. I can't do this anymore. Maybe that'll be Hakeem Jeffries and we can watch it all play out live from the house. Keep an eye on that. All right. When we come back here in just a few minutes, it is Scott on the Spot. I'm Kim Sainanj in for Mark.
Not Kim on a whim, but Scott on the Spot.
Do you know what happened 34 years ago today in the St. Louis area?
No.
It was the Riverport Riot. Do you know about this?
No.
It's pretty infamous. It happened in at Riverport, the old arena, and it was a Guns N' Roses concert, and Axl Rose got agitated with someone named Bill Stump Stevenson was taking pictures from the front row. He asked security to stop Stevenson and take the camera. But
so this would have been one of those, you know, cameras that you'd buy from Walgreens, then you'd go give it to them and have it developed.
Yeah, I'm assuming. But security didn't respond quick enough for Axl. He jumped from the stage Stevenson, and this set off a riot that injured 65 people.
Oh my gosh.
By the end of the night, there were 270 police officers from around St. Louis County jurisdictions at Riverport making arrests, and people, you know, dozens of people had to go to the hospital.
Why did he care so much that someone was taking a picture? I can understand if you're being like obnoxious and you chuck the camera at him, but just to stand there and take a picture of someone when you paid, I don't know how much money back then for a ticket, why is that a problem?
Because back in the day, you weren't allowed to. No one had phones that had cameras on them.
No, I know that, but so you couldn't even use a disposable camera and take a picture?
No.
I was like 1 year old at this point.
No, they would not allow cameras in.
The other thing is that it was Axl Rose.
Well, that's true.
So he's
got lots
of
issues. Yeah.
I mean, you've seen cases where a lot of these artists have different like cups and other items thrown at them, and obviously that's a problem, and I wouldn't stand for that, and I don't blame them for calling people out, but it is kind of annoying when these stars are like, oh, you can't take a picture of me, and they get irritated when people are taking selfies. Well, guess what? Welcome to 2025. People are paying, especially if you're on the pit or whatever they call it, right there in front of the stage. If you're going to see a bigger artist, you're paying what? Taylor Swift, you're paying thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. If someone wants to take a selfie with you, they should be able to do it. It's your, if you want to watch an entire concert that you just paid hundreds of dollars for through your camera because you want to record it and then post it to social media in 55 different posts and no one else cares about it except for you, if you want to do that, then you do you.
Right. And people have come to accept that.
Right. It's accepted
days.
Now because everyone
back
has
then,
a camera.
Ethan's right. It was very much frowned upon. Yeah. But there was no place
to frowned
put it
upon anywhere. Or you couldn't do it?
No, I mean, they...
You couldn't do
you
it. People would smuggle them in.
Also,
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
I didn't even just smuggle a camera in. Like, imagine having just smuggle your cell phone in, like, psh, 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 hide this in your pants.
Well, that was an era where there was no music online.
Right.
It was all records and cassettes. So
Napster, is that what everyone would
pirate
music?
Well, Napster didn't come along for another few years.
Yeah.
This was 91.
I remember all of us trying to, like, get the music for our ringtones. Remember that? For our cell phones?
So the point is that back then, this was, you know, the record companies hated it. They didn't want any video or audio of a concert because these performances, now, you know, they've kind of given up on that because music's online and you can find it everywhere. So if you go to a concert now, I just went to one the other day and the band didn't care what you were doing with your phone, you know, recording it or whatever. But this was a different era. But to the Axl Rose point, the next year he walked off the stage again in Montreal and it set off a riot. So he's done it before, and there have been riots at many concerts. The one that I found most surprising, because the ranking, it wasn't a ranking, but it was just a list of riots, was Grateful Dead in Indianapolis, or Indiana somewhere.
What?
In 1995, there was a riot at a Grateful Dead concert, which just doesn't sound right. But
no.
Apparently fans who didn't have tickets, they were outside the arena, they were getting upset, and they went into full-blown riot mode.
Probably because they were all high.
Well, yeah, but you usually
stay
you're
off drugs,
peaceful
kids.
That way.
The last burrito was inside.
Hey, man.
They're hungry is what it was.
Want to hang out?
I've seen a couple of things at a concert. When I was a teenager, I went to an Iron Maiden concert, and my friend, we were good, big fans, and he threw a sign on stage, and it hit the bassist. And
I'd be mad if I were
I was furious.
The artist, yeah.
But thankfully,
they didn't kick you out?
They didn't kick me out. They kicked him out.
Now they should.
Right. And the other fans, they were pointing at him. I didn't have anything to do with it. I got to stay for the show.
You're pointing
He's
at him, too?
He's a bigger fan than me. No, I just stood there like, you idiot. What's wrong with you? The other one I saw was Journey. Steve Perry got hit in the face with a light stick and those green glow things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he got hit, and he was playing Wheel in the Sky. And he just stopped singing and slammed his microphone on the stage. It was so loud.
Jeez.
And he said, "Who did that?" You know, and then again, people pointed out who did it. That person got kicked out.
You know, there was a Diamondbacks fan I saw who was just, I think, banned for life from going to games.
No, just for this season.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But he had had repeated issues. Like, over and over again, he had been warned. And I'm surprised it took this long to kick him out. There are people who just cannot figure out that you can't chuck stuff at players or chuck stuff at artists. Like, is it that hard of a concept to wrap your brain around?
Yeah,
go take your selfie. Don't throw things at the artist or the players.
And I hate being in a crowd that's like on the verge of being a riot or a mob. I can't stand that feeling.
I would not like that myself.
It's awful.
Yeah, I get that. All right, still keeping a very close eye on the House as they continue debating and Hakeem Jeffries just won't stop talking to try to delay a vote, a final vote on Big Beautiful Bill. The latest with that, plus a News 4 investigation uncovers documents that reveal misuse of taxpayer-owned vehicles from the city of St. Louis.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.